Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today with musician Eden Atwood. Nice to have you back at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Nice to have you with us again. You are performing this afternoon at St. Timothy's as part of the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. The performance is at 4 o'clock at St. Timothy Chapel, high above Georgetown Lake, and a wonderful summer series. I want to come back to that, but maybe start just a little bit about what you've been up to these days. You've got another jazz concert this afternoon, but you're a teacher. You've been involved in many different kinds of recording things. I understand doing some gigs overseas again. Talk about what you've been up to.
Well, as you know, we have kids roughly the same age. So a couple of years ago, I went back to graduate school and got a master's of social work. And now I'm a therapist with Western Montana Mental Health, stationed at Sentinel High School. Go Spartans. And that is what I do during the day. And I love that job. I love working with young people. Of course, I've taught forever, a private vocal studio, and I continue to do that. But I try to make sure that I've got some availability for music, and much of that happens in the summer. And this particular schedule is perfect as a mom and a musician. And so that's kind of what I've been doing. The last record I did hasn't been released stateside yet, but won the Jazz Vocal Critics Award, the Gold Award in Japan. It's called Angel Eyes, and hopefully going to be releasing stateside this coming fall. And then, so this is the last of my summer gigs. I'm really excited. I've got a great group of people to make music with.
Well, let's talk about about what you'll be doing this afternoon. But maybe I'll start just a little bit about St. Timothy's. This is a really unique venue to perform in. You've been there before. You're coming back to be there again. A really interesting summer series, jazz, a lot of classical music. It's a small venue in a beautiful place with an audience that's really dedicated to coming to hear great music, don't you think?
I think it's a wonderful program that they offer, and they're incredibly dedicated. So this is, I believe, my third time performing. The last time was at least a few years ago, and I was looking at their roster. They do have a real wide variety of folks performing, everything from folk to jazz and some classical offerings. The venue itself is beautiful. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's always sort of gorgeous. It's always been gorgeous when I'm there. You know, the weather cooperates. I'm excited. I love it.
So you've put together kind of a special ensemble for this. Who are you pulling in to play with for this?
Well, I've been playing with Rob Tapper is the new director of jazz at the University of Montana. He took over when our beloved Lance Boyd retired. And he's principally a trombonist. But what a lot of people don't know is that he plays piano wonderfully. He is a beautiful accompanist. And so we've been playing together with a variety of different people. He's got so many connections to people that he brings in as clinicians and for other performance opportunities around Missoula. So this one will feature Scott Steed, who was the bass player with Horace Silver for a while. He cut his teeth with Horace Silver, who just recently passed. So that's going to be sort of exciting. We've been rehearsing, and it's wonderful. He's a wonderful musician. And Drew Heller is going to be our drummer today. And then Johan Eriksson, who is the saxophone professor at the university. Johan and Rob and I did this past Jazzula, and it was very, very fun. And so we decided we wanted to do more of that. And so we've had a few things this summer already.
You know, it's interesting. I think of you as a singer and someone that certainly is fronting many different kinds of groups, you know, everything from big band to the small ensembles, overseas with different artists. Say something about what it's like really working with different people all the time, because especially playing jazz, or the Great American Songbook for that matter, the character, the color of the individual players really dictates a difference every time, and must be really kind of fun and challenging at the same time.
It's a chemistry thing too. I mean, I think different things are called forth from you when you play with a variety of people. It's much like having a conversation. It's so wonderful to have rich conversations with people you've been conversing with for years and years and years, but it's equally exciting and interesting and takes you down different paths to have conversations with people that are new to you. So we have a little bit of both of that happening with this particular concert this afternoon. So it keeps it very fresh to have new people and different experiences in that way.
I'm talking with Eden Atwood. She'll be performing this afternoon at St. Timothy's, part of the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. It's at the chapel at Georgetown Lake. The concert is at 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's great information online about the concert today and also the finale concert, which will be on Sunday, August 24th, with the Werner Chamber Ensemble. You can go to sttimothysmusic.org, sttimothysmusic.org. Eden, say something about what's interesting to you lately when you think about wrapping your voice around a song, when you think about the kinds of things that you want to present or sing.
As I get older, I'm now past the 45-year mark, lyrics take on a different kind of meaning. Some lyrics that were somewhat, on the surface are much more profound at this time. If I sing a lyric about, I'll be seeing you, it means something a lot different to me now at this stage in my life than it did when I was, 25 or 30 singing the same song. I think that's the beauty of the jazz standard. Really well-crafted lyrics can stay with you throughout the course of your career, but they start to take on different meanings. And I was thinking the other day how interesting it would be as I come upon the 25th anniversary of my first recording to do the same songs, a recording of everything that was on that first record, but interpreted as a 45-year-old woman, as opposed to, the 20-year-old whippersnapper I was.
You think about how even you, gig to gig, year to year, sing a song differently, perform it differently. It has a lot to do with who you're with, and it has, I imagine, a lot to do with just how you want to look at something differently, perhaps.
I think that's absolutely right. And again, it reminds me of that conversation. The most brilliant conversationalists I've ever had the good fortune of talking with, you don't ever have the sense that they are telling a well-worn story. They're finding something new about it, or you just don't have that sense that it's de rigueur. It's fresh and it's happening right in the moment. They're experiencing something and they're telling you about it, even if it's in sort of a remembrance, kind of reminiscing kind of way. It still has to, you don't want to just be going through the motions.
We have just a couple of minutes left. You want to tease a few of the songs that you've chosen to perform?
Well, as a matter of fact, I recently met Rob Tapper's parents. They're back east, and they are a wonderful couple. And after 50 years in one house, they have moved into a retirement community. And as we were going to go back and visit, we decided that we were going to play a concert at their retirement community, and it was going to be all the songs that were requests, songs that were meaningful. And their song was a song called True Love. And am I going to remember this? It was Cary Grant. It was a movie with Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. And she sings it on a boat, and it's a lovely little tune. So we're going to do that one.
Oh, that sounds fun. Anything else you want to mention about
It's not that today? Far. Get in your car. Come on. You'll love it.
Talking about St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival, the concert this afternoon will be with Eden Atwood and friends. The final concert of the series will be in a couple of weeks on August 24th with the Werner Chamber Ensemble. The information is online at sttimothysmusic.org. Eden Atwood, thank you so much.
Thank you.